Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
We're back, kids. We are back. New year, new donkey. First episode of the year. We thought we'd lead off with a banger. Just a good old-fashioned banger. We got Milo Yiannopoulos back on the show. Hilarious set of circumstances. We were actually supposed to interview him at Trump Tower in New York. Instead, Milo had his family in town over the holidays, and we ended up recording him at a Holiday Inn in Newark, New Jersey. Yeah, please do not confuse Newark with New York. Look, we love Milo. He's hilarious and full of life, that guy. Time in and time out. And he was cool enough to drop by right before Christmas and do the episode. So we will jump into Milo Yiannopoulos here in a second. But first, you know the rules. We got some sponsors. Baby, this whole shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, talking about GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Today's the last day, Jan 6. Is the last day that they are offering the 25% off of everything in the store program. Do it. Sheets, pillows, mattresses, covers, adjustable bases, 25% off of everything in the entire store. Doesn't matter what you are in this life, military, civilian, first responder, everyone is getting 25% off of everything in the store. If you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas, if you didn't get that mattress, you didn't get those pillows, now is the time, because today is the last day that is going to be 25% off of everything in the entire store. No one is doing that online except for GhostBed.com/drinking bros. And I know what you're saying. Hey, man, does the 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest, does that deal still work with it? It does. It fucking does, man. So you can get everything for 25% off in the store and then pop over and just hop on a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, and that knocks the shit down to like $28 a month, something crazy like that. So go now to GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Get yourself a new mattress, pillows, whatever. Whatever you're missing sleep-wise in this life, adjustable bases, they will give it to you for 25% off at GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Next up, we've got FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinking bros. Felix Grays. Man, they're back with us for all of 2020. Love Felix Gray glasses. These have got the blue light protector. You're probably saying to yourself, what the fuck is that, Ross? It's a blue light protector. Blue light protector. Or right for the Asian community. The blue light protector is this. You spend about 11 hours of your day in front of screens, be it computers, TVs, phones, iPads, you name it. Eventually, man, it's going to nuke your eyes. I know it's nuking ours. Dan's been wearing these for 2 years already. The fact that they sign up for a sponsor is just a happenstance. But these will protect your eyes in the long run, and they made them cool. So you can get any frame you could possibly dream of, you can get them there. They've got free shipping and free overnight shipping. I'm sorry. They overnight it to you for free at FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinking bros. Best in the biz. Again, if you could think of anything, imagine it like if Lens Crafters was cool. That's the best way I can put it. And it protects your eyes from all that blue light that's coming from all of these fucking screens and devices we're glued to all day. Go to FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinking bros. Get them. If you need a prescription in them, it's like an extra $20. And again, free overnight shipping at FelixGrayGlasses.com. Last but not least, we got ExpressVPN.com/drinking bros. or it might be a promo code, Drinking Bros. Try both. They're on for all of 2020 as well. Protect your digital butthole. Man, they're out there. They're trying to get you. Trying to get your passwords. Trying to get your monies. Trying to get everything from you in this life. Don't let them do that. Don't you let them fucking do that. This is an app that runs seamlessly in the background of your computers, iPads, cell phones, everything, you name it. And it protects you against getting hacked. It also helps you open up the firewalls at your work. Oh, yeah. Want to get a little jerk session in after lunch? Now you can. Your bosses thought, oh, they can't go. They can't surf for porn. They can't watch sports. They can't even go on and watch The Bachelor if they want to. You can now. This will be the firewall at all your corporate gigs. All those jobs, brother. Get in on it. Go to expressvpn.com/drinkingbros today and sign up. It's a unique URL that'll give you the offer for $7 a month. If you sign up for the year, you get 3 free months at expressvpn.com/drinkingbros. Protect that digital beehole. Now, let's hop into the show with Milo, shall we? Welcome to Drinking Bros Podcast.
Newark edition.
So the city of
the
Newark,
bleakest Christmas ever. Yeah.
The city of Newark reached out to us. They've been having some PR problems because this is a complete shithole.
If just
being miserable was a city.
Imagine how bad things have to be.
To bring these four
scumbags.
If misery
was a city, we're in it.
We'd like you to improve the reputation of our town, so we want you to get Milo and the Drinking Bros. Yeah.
You know, our city council, we did a review on all of our online PR and realized we didn't have enough Anne Frank jokes and gay talk.
Yeah,
and
in Newark.
And
in
it turns out we got
turned down by Camden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, next stop on the map is Hackensack. That's where we're heading next.
Yeah, and if you're at home,
Paramus.
If you're at home and you're thinking to yourself, are they saying New York? No, we were saying Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah. Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, I think Randy Quaid is the mayor of Newark.
Yeah.
So when you fly to New York and you get off at the airport and you oh fuck, I got the wrong one again. That's Newark. That's the one that's not LaGuardia when you mess up. Yeah. You know?
Has that ever happened to you, by the way? Twice, no. That's happened to me.
Well, no, because I'm not a retard.
I'm borderline retarded, I will have you know. Mildly is what they call
it in the
biz. You
look like you put on some weight since I saw you last.
Oh, ouch.
Yes, he has.
If you don't mind me saying, you probably do mind, which is why I said it.
We're all bundled up here for the weather.
He's blaming it on the sweatshirt right now.
Yeah.
Not the face and the chin.
Do you know what they normally say? They say, oh, I'm bulking. I'm bulking.
It's bulking
season.
That's
what they say. Well, you're definitely bulkier.
But bulking season. Bulking season for sure.
Now for me, and I didn't tell you this, so I recently went out to Wilmington and stayed with these guys. I got deathly sick from some fish. So
yes.
I ordered, it's called Mycho fish. You have to get it on the dark web, and it's fish from the ponds out in Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it made me sick as shit.
Why did you eat that?
Because it's like a delicacy.
Well, a little bit of radiation is good for you. No, a little bit of radiation is good for you. Like the sun, that's vitamin whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it's vitamin D.
It's called Ortolan.
Ortolan, yeah. It's like the most sinful.
If it were truly
ever.
A delicacy, you would be able to get it in Paris. This thing is just fuckery. This is retarded fuckery.
Well, he eats
food from the gas station quite a bit.
Oh, I love food from the gas station.
Yeah,
do you know what my favorite thing in the world
I
is?
Knew they
were going to say Wawa sandwiches.
No, those microwave cheeseburgers on the train.
Oh my god. Oh, you know how much I eat the riblets? Rib sandwiches? I buy all of them if they have them.
Yeah.
And those pasties in the truck stop that you're supposed to heat up, but I don't. Cuz they're so good. Oh.
This is amazing.
We got when we were here in Philadelphia, they said the Uber driver said.
No, I'd like to talk a little more about your weight gain.
Oh, about my weight gain.
We're not done on this subject yet.
Fire away.
Sorry.
Fire away.
Fire away on that.
I haven't finished. So is it depression?
No, it's not depression, actually.
Are you feeling sad?
No. It's the holidays. My wife is an amazing cook, actually. Right. We had a huge chili cook-off.
Does she eat her cooking?
Yes, she does.
That's a shame. she's getting a bit porcine as well, is she?
No, she's great. She's in perfect condition. Right. I love her.
She's a feeder.
Yes, but she's good.
Does she, when she's passing you these giant trays of cheese and carbs, does she also happen to mention that you haven't got around to life insurance?
That's the thing. If you've got a guy that's already got the life insurance, you want to start.
Exactly. You want to start feeding this. Yeah. So I've got a huge life insurance policy.
But yeah, you'll be dead in a couple of years.
I could be dead in a couple of years.
She's a feeder. A breeder and a feeder.
A breeder and a feeder.
That's a double dice.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no. So we've been going hard. We did I don't know if you know this. Dan and I are running for school board as well. Mm? And we had
Do they get your endorsement?
I don't know what that is.
Really?
Just say yes and we'll move on.
Well, yes and no.
So you'd vote for Dan, but you wouldn't vote for me. I'm the one with children. I'm the one with actual children.
Dan doesn't even have kids. He's running for the school board.
I would trust him to make responsible decisions about things. I don't know about you.
Oh, come on.
You can't even make good decisions about your own diet. I mean, you know, I think he's...
I've made great decisions.
I like this episode. I'm not getting fat shamed today.
You're not? I don't know why.
I pick the person with the stable BMI.
Yeah, you're all over the place, so that makes sense.
Yeah. No, but we're running for school board in our town.
Why wasn't he here last time? He's the best one.
Yeah. We knew you loved Jared. We had to get him back on the show.
No, he's the best one.
Yeah. No, so we're running for school board. That's
what
a real thing.
School board.
Scoreboard
for the
schools.
Town.
Yeah.
Like hiring and firing teachers?
Teachers, bus drivers,
correct, the whole
stuff.
Thing.
Yeah.
Do you not have enough to do in your life that you want to decide?
We do,
you want
and that's
to help
that's,
hire bus drivers.
That's the problem. Is we have a lot to do, but the district is fucked up. We always say put your money where your mouth is and fucking run. So we've decided to run. We had a campaign chili cook-off to start it off.
If you're to put your money where your mouth is, then that means that you pay for the candidate you want to win, who you will then control. And not have to do the hard work yourself.
Correct. But
you need a Jew.
But we don't.
We're
in the South.
You're missing a Jew. this is the problem with you Gentiles. You think you have to do all the work yourself, and one person doesn't scale.
So
inefficiencies.
The problem is this: we live in the South, and it's like fucking bloodline down there. It's all Southern people who live on the last name, and that's it.
If I were to see the two of you wanting to get on the school board, I would think to myself, what is it that these two people want to be in proximity and you know, adjacent to children for?
Well, you're
and
not I, and I, actually and I'd adjacent worry, to
and
children.
I'd, and I'd one. Worry. Well, I mean, influence over them. I mean, you or Drag Queen Story Hour, I'd probably pick the fags. You know, just these people who are so desperate to get
really?
Around children. It's always troubling to me.
The school
Anne
board's
Frank,
full of
joking,
shit
drug-taking, shit-lording podcasters. Do I want them running my school?
That's
I'll
actually going to be my campaign slogan.
I'll choose Susie, who's a bit left-wing, but at least she's not high on shrooms when she should be deciding on the new bus driver.
I make great decisions on mushrooms.
Yeah, he'll have you know. He will have you
okay,
know.
Okay, so what I was going to say that you stopped me earlier, last month on Twitter, a girl had posted a photo of her getting a tattoo, and right above... Like right here, right above her panty line, it said HIV positive.
Oof.
And then I reposted it and said, this is my Chinese pufferfish.
What does that mean?
Wow.
Like, you know, in fine sushi restaurants, you can order Chinese pufferfish and there's a chance it will kill you.
Oh, yes.
If served wrong.
Yes.
I'd go for it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole...
there's two holes, actually. And either one of them can give you the HIV. Getting HIV from the mouth would be tough, I think. You'd have to have bleedy gums. You would know.
Well, she probably
right?
does.
Well, if he's getting in there, she probably does.
Yeah.
He's...
All you got to do is a contusion to the top of the mouth, you know, and you run the risk.
Yeah.
There is, of course, a whole gay subculture called bug chasers of people who want to catch HIV.
Is it because they want the HGH? Because you get HGH.
That's, no,
that's a thing.
I think they want the attention and weight loss. I mean, I want it. All I want for Christmas is AIDS.
You should. You got to hook up with Mariah Carey and
it's
make this
song.
It's the
only thing I want.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I just want the HIV.
Is AIDS.
Can we write this number and do a music video here in Newark?
God, have there ever been music videos made in Newark, and could you imagine what they would be?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No, no, no. So there's a girl called Mariah Lynn, who I'm pretty sure has recorded music videos in Newark. She's a white, she's a wigger. She's a wigger, if you know what that is. She's a wigger rapper. She's got songs like Money Gun, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Money, do you know that one? Gun.
Yeah.
Do you know that one? I can't remember what the lyrics are. And she's got, no, she's great. She's great, but she's a white trash Jersey rapstrel.
Yeah. Naughty by Nature's from
I'm a fan of hers. I'm a Mariah Lynn devotee.
I'm looking her up after this.
Oh,
because I'm a big fan of Ashley Brinton.
Right.
You're also a big fan of girls that are white trash from New Jersey.
And Creamy Cash.
This is why we get on, you see, white trash.
Yeah.
Listen, I have no problems with a single wide.
No, we're all white trash here.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Jared's 2020. He wants to take a man into his mouth.
I am the white trashiest. What?
I didn't say in my mouth.
Well, you can't have me.
Why?
But I can find, because I'm married, but you can find, I'll find you someone. I'll find you an enormous Nubian prince. some gigantic chocolate superstar. Nut down your throat. I'll get you someone. It's especially thick and gloopy.
Yeah, he's really grossed out by cum, by the way. So the more you could do what you just did.
That's why you should swallow it. You'll never get to see it.
Oh, no.
You won't have to look at it.
True.
You won't have to look at it. He'll just.
No.
That's what my grandfather used to say.
Nut down your throat. You won't ever have to see it.
So the reason why this came about
is like salty aubergine or something. It's not a big deal.
He wants to send us videos of him fucking a dude and coming, so that way we have to watch it over and over and over again
to troll us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To just fuck
this
with
is
them.
Quite a good troll,
isn't it? Yeah, it's great,
yeah,
right?
That's
what I said.
It's quite a good troll.
It's a power move. For
that's
sure.
That's a story that lives on for 40 years. Hey, remember that guy? That dude. He fucked a dude just.
To make his friends watch gay porn.
Have you ever seen that video on YouPorn where it's like me fucking my best friend in Best Buy? Don't worry, it's not gay. It's a prank.
No. but that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good one.
it's a good troll.
I thought it was a good troll. Thank you.
So he's been getting into swinging, right? Jared has.
You have.
Yes. This has been going on for a while. He had a threesome at his parents' house recently, about 3 weeks ago.
It's only cool if it's their bedroom. If it's just in their house,
it wasn't
weak.
Their bedroom.
Weak.
No, well, it was right next door, obviously. And then that was FaceTime live to an entire party of people. Ooh. Yes, which we watched. And that was a nice thing.
You do that sort of thing, huh?
I asked.
You're an exhibitionist?
No, not really, but it's just to fuck with him.
So his next thing is he wants to take a dude in 2020.
Now, when you say take a dude, do you want to be the
pitcher? Yeah, you're saying it. I don't know. Well, what are we talking about now?
Well, would you like me to talk you through it?
Yes, so you can make a decision. What I want.
You're right, okay.
I don't want this.
So have you ever had an especially pleasurable dump? Have you got that sort of... No, I'm asking because have you ever...
Yeah.
Have you had that sort of, you know, the big, hard, wide, and something about when it comes out, you're just like, ugh. Have you had that feeling?
I mean, occasionally, you know, okay, on a weekend or something like
you're
that.
You're being super cagey right now. Just answer the fucking question.
It'll pop into my head that, a dick in my ass would feel good.
Well, no, we're getting...
This has come up a lot with you recently.
We're getting there. We're getting
there. I'm kidding.
Well.
So that feeling is a little nerve cluster up there. Yeah. You see, and that's what would be tickled by the...
I've had a lot of girls that do the tickling.
By the Nubian prince's wiener.
Wiener, yeah.
Up there.
Which is what adults call that, by the way. Wiener.
What?
Wieners say, or adults say wiener.
I call them winkles.
That sounds like something you may have learned in...
My grandmother used to say, you're going for a tinkle with your winkle. And it's sort of stuck. I've come dressed as my grandmother.
I
today,
learned most
actually.
Of it.
It's a beautiful shawl.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. Well, that's,
there we go.
Okay. Toodaloo. Oh, hello. Yeah. Now, Ross, you learned most of what you know about dicks from your grandmother as well, right?
Correct. Yeah. She sat me down on her lap and she said, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about dicks in this life.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. And that was my grandmother. R.I.P. Well, R.I.P. It's been a while, obviously. But, Milo, where are you right now?
What are you doing? Are you listening to something? What is that?
Oh, sorry.
Into the mic, probably?
No, our previous conversation. Like, what are you doing? Oh, sorry.
we've only just met. You've only just expressed your secret 2020 desire, and you're shoving it in my face already.
Yeah.
No, I just, because we have had a conversation previously, I realized today that this would not require my full attention. So I'm actually listening to a car maintenance manual. Well, no, I've got a problem with my Jeep. So I'm just trying to I'm trying to figure out what it is. I realized that I've got haze going on up here. Mm-hmm. I just realized I could probably give you about 20-30% of my clock cycles and be you know, writing tomorrow's column and finding out what's wrong with my car in the background.
Sure.
It's probably rude.
Yeah, no, it's fine. What's going on with that Jeep Wrangler?
I don't know. It's just making a bit of a weird noise, and I decided that I would do something really reckless, which is say, don't worry, darling, I'll take care of it. And he just looks at me and went, what? And I said, in this outfit, I'll take care of it. So, yourself, myself. My one claim to masculine fame is that I built my own stables for my pony. And that's not nothing. I mean, I had to like mix
pour. Rite of passage.
Yeah.
Rite of building passage, your own stable for your own pony.
I mean, it was a pony.
I had to mix and pour concrete, pour cement. I had to like build proper, like a proper frame for it. And then the sides were corrugated iron and all that shit. So, it was a proper job. I mean, I hung the door and had to be just so that, you know, equal, whatever, you know. So
what was the pony's name?
Merrylegs.
I'm sorry?
Merrylegs. Well, you probably haven't read Black Beauty, the novel.
No.
And so the pony, the gray in Black Beauty, is called Merrylegs. So she was, when a horse is white, you normally call them greys. And so it was a just slightly off-white pony.
Tell me more about this color. Pony. Is it a female?
Yeah, why did you want to get a pony?
Well, the pony, because I was 5 and homo.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, my dad said, you want a gun or a pony? And I said, I want a pony. And my dad just went,
I want a pony.
No, I said, Daddy, I want a pony.
I've done motivational speaking for ponies before. You've seen it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure. Have
you
ever met Eddie Izzard?
No. We have the curse of Eddie Izzard. Oh. Every cause he takes up like fails spectacularly immediately afterwards.
He should run for president for the Democratic Party, probably, because that one's already failing. You can't fuck that up.
he's awful. But he's sort of moved from a comedian into an active, into this cross-dressing.
Don't you love
activist.
That? Don't you love when old white male actors become jazz and fucking like musicians, rock musicians and shit?
Musicians or activists is the two things I hate the most.
Yeah, it's like just shut the fuck
Jennifer
up.
Jennifer Lawrence took what, 2 years off to study politics and get involved in activism. When your
yeah,
bands
not,
do it?
Not by choice, but because she had 3 movies bomb in a row, realized her career was over. Nobody wanted to see her as anything except Katniss Everdeen. She fucked up her career by doing that first, and then and now all she's got left is being a whiner.
Yeah, well, the thing about the Hunger Games though is like you don't really know. I didn't know how big that thing was going to be.
You do know how big it's going to be because the studio decides how big it's going to be with how much they spend on marketing it, and they spent a fucking fortune.
Well, I remember Twilight. Twilight, because I auditioned for Twilight where I was supposed to. So here's the problem.
Kristen Stewart's part,
they didn't
actually
have any fat werewolves.
Oh, my God, dude. I have my sweatshirt off. I am fucking huge.
The werewolves were all sexy and hot. And
how
the vampires
could
were skinny.
I possibly be?
What fucking supernatural creature were you?
No,
midnight, the moon comes out and you turn into a blancmange.
You went through the past episodes and found the weakness of like, that's the one thing.
Oh, sweetheart, I don't watch this show.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
No, so in the case of Twilight, right? So they were down to like the nth hour on that, and they owed the writer a shit ton of money, or they had to make the movie. It was super cheap, and they were just like, fuck it, just make the movie
about
the vampires. Yeah. Well, I got the sides for it to go in and read. It was 8 pages, but like one line. Mm. And you were just kind of standing in trees, brooding a lot, looking around. And I,
but what were you auditioning for?
It ended up going to a guy named Kellen Lutz, who we just did this movie Accepted together.
Thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
That Kellen Lutz got it. Thank God.
No, yeah, Kellen Lutz got two diehards after that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Kellen's.
Did he really?
No,
yeah, he's
good looking dude. That one line in Twilight made Kellen.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a pretty boy. He's
he is. Yeah, great looking dude.
Imagine so like the hot quote of that movie would have plummeted, you know, if they'd made the wrong decision.
Listen to you. I mean, you are just, it's a lot of hatred from you today, Milo.
Hatred? You haven't seen hatred yet. This is flirting. I can do hatred.
Anyways, they cast that movie Nth Hour.
I'm saving it for Sugar Plum.
Exactly. For D'Anthony.
He's the one that gets hatred.
But it blew up and, you know, it became a sequel and a franchise and all that other bullshit. And like, there is a lot of things that they don't believe in.
You missed out.
No, I don't, because I hated that movie. But the point is this.
It's like, I don't even want it anyway. I'm glad they turned me down.
I wasn't going to show
you
up.
You can't fire me. I quit.
My girlfriend goes to a different school.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't even know her. She lives in Frinton.
She lives in the Niagara Falls area.
She's in Hackensack.
Yeah, my girlfriend wouldn't hang out here. She's from Paramus.
Let's start a company that does tours of New Jersey. But really, we just murder you and throw you in the fucking river.
I'm willing to bet anybody who is prepared to sit on a bus for a tour of Jersey, you're probably not going to be missed.
No.
If you disappear, no one's going to miss you.
A lot of runaways, depressed people.
It's going to become one of those things that people just pay to sit on and never get off. You know, like homeless people will just get on the Circle Line in London, just stay on the train all day because it's warmer. You know, it'll become one of those. Oh,
perfect. We told Alec, this is his first time to Newark, and I was like, hey, if this is the last time you ever get to come here, it's probably going to be the best time.
Well,
of your life.
I haven't agreed yet to the sex.
We have a suite here at the Holiday Inn.
We're in the suite.
We should say, hey, Milo, tell everybody why we're here. We were supposed to film at Trump Tower.
Well, yes. Yeah, so one of my friends and investor in one of my current projects had a suite at the Trump that I invited you to record at, and then he got sick and flew home. So I said, oh, no problem. Come to my house. Didn't realize that today there is an army of
trash. Your house is trashed.
No, they're not trash. They're my family. But
well,
there's an army. just everywhere, just yelling and screaming and running around, and we have and the furniture's all coming today and all the rest of it. So I thought, you know what? Even if I find a spot in the house, and it is, you know, it's a big house, but it's loud and there's just yelling. The thing they don't tell you about black families, not only how expensive it is, but how noisy it is all the time. They never shut up. You know, and when you're not picking popcorn off the screen in the living room, they never sleep. They never sleep, they never shut up, and they never stop wanting things.
Well,
white kids are easy. No, white kids are easy. You give them an Xbox and a couple of $100, and you won't see them for a month.
Yeah, but you have to pay closer
attention. No, you won't see them for a month.
You have to pay closer attention, because if they get ignored, they often walk into schools with trench coats on. We all know how that ends.
No, if mine get ignored, they suddenly get, you see them on the news. They're like, you know, smuggling diamonds or something. Yeah. they just done over the Hackensack Jewelry Emporium.
How long have you been married?
Married. Just as the tax breaks.
Sure.
2 years.
Have you not had the family over for Christmas or Thanksgiving before?
Not at this scale. We've got 12 adults, me and 11 New Jersey residents, and then all the kids.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
Too much for a white woman. Do you know, love, I think I might go to my family next year. Have the house. I'm off. Yeah, no, it's a lot. It's a lot to handle.
Because that's when you're looking at 2 weeks,
and leave
right?
late. I mean, you basically have them for December and January.
Holy shit.
Well, our house is so much nicer than any of theirs, so they'll invite themselves they invite themselves as early as possible and then just don't fucking leave. Although I am trying to hold on to as many of the children as possible, and I do want to finish my sentence before I get quoted out of context. Just because at the moment we've got me, we've got my dude, and we've got two kids, his son and a cousin. Another two children, and that's a reality show. Like, just call it Cracker Palace. and that'd be amazing. Just me trying to keep like five black teens under control. Anyways, there was one
like
the,
you
one
trying
of,
to explain the world to black teenagers
yes,
in New Jersey.
Yes, yes.
How fucking funny would that be?
And so they're all sitting there, and they're all just sitting around. Like one of them is kind of like trying to not be noticed. He's smoking weed. The other ones, you know, like this. One of them playing video games and can't be reached. You know, blah blah blah. And I say, so boys, compound interest is when you know. Then they're just yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. So how are they as people, though? Like, great family?
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Beautiful. Happy. No, they're great. They're lovely.
And what about your family? Do they come as well?
Oh, no.
Are you close to them?
My mother would just be so overwhelmed by it. No, not really. No.
What happened? You mind me asking?
No, I know.
Have you met this
guy? I don't mind
guy?
Anyone asking, because if I don't want to answer, I'll just make up something funny.
Yeah.
Mm. No, I just... when you're especially handsome and brilliant, witty, charismatic, charming, and
keep going,
and,
I like this.
And modest,
yeah. It's all true.
It is all true. Yeah. You realize actually that you sort of hopelessly outclass your parents, and it's this constant war for your whole life not to hold the people who birthed you in contempt. So, and I have lost that war. So I just don't find them especially interesting to hang around, and they weren't particularly good parents either. So I, you know, I'll make sure they're never homeless, but I'm not gonna. You know, waste lots of time flying them over and just putting myself through hell.
Were they at England?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Because what we like to do is we like to bring it down as low as we can. and then we build it back up. What was your happiest Christmas?
I can't remember now.
What do you want for Christmas from me?
AIDS.
I can't deliver that.
You can.
You've
you
got
really
time
know.
To contract I, and
okay,
then give
I,
him
just,
AIDS.
I just like the magic of friendship.
Oh, look at that.
No, he's the bottom, dude. You got
to shake
really
his sure
hand.
What, to do with
what are you
that?
Doing?
What was that?
I mean, this is a fish. It's a fish.
Am I supposed to do this?
Yeah. Wait,
sorry,
a
I wasn't.
Fish.
No. I know this one, but when somebody just does this, I'm like, what do I do? Are you like, is that like a
you
gay
just
handshake?
On top. Just put it on top. There it is.
I have no idea what's going on.
I feel
on.
Hopelessly well, out of
we
my
just
depth.
Just had a fish moment.
Fish.
I'm gonna get you some of that matcha fish, though.
No, thank you.
I think you should try.
No, thank you.
They say some radiation is good for you.
No, yeah, the only good thing to come out of Chernobyl is dead Russians. You know, it's actually quite low casualties. You know, these nuclear disasters are always very underwhelming.
Yeah.
No, they were great disappointments.
I mean, well, I tried to watch the Chernobyl series on HBO and I got bored.
It was great, actually.
Hiroshima was pretty dope, like, though.
A shocking 14 people... Well, we'll get to that. A shocking 14 people died in the first 48 hours after the meltdown. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I came here for
what
a body
am I
count,
here
motherfucker.
For? At least 15 birth deformities have been spotted as recently as 1976. Shut up!
I know. When I started reading the wiki, facts about
very
it.
But I think that it was blown out of proportion by Western leftists who were anti-nuclear power. As an excuse not to build, only actual clean energy source.
That's never happened before.
What? Breaking the habit of a lifetime. They decided to wrench something out of context and misrepresent it for political gain. Not something we're accustomed to from the political left. I know, but it does seem to have been the case.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance that you'll take the entire black family to a movie over the holidays?
Well, I have now begun to inherit... That was my popcorn on the screen joke earlier. I have now begun to inherit some of the habits and characteristics and indeed enjoy them, so I now yell at the screen during movies as well.
This is what I was trying to tell you last time about multiculturalism. It's important for us to pick up everybody's bad habits.
Yes.
Fucking scumbags.
Do you know, to be honest with you, I think I could have done without the 100-point drop in credit score, but... at least I can run really quickly. On the whole, it's been a successful experiment. Mm. On the whole, I'm happy with it. I'm thrilled with it.
That's good.
It sounds like you guys got a pretty good life.
Well, I mean, I've
got that fat ring over there.
Yeah,
that's a fatty. That's a you know.
if everything goes to shit, you can sell that and still be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For about a decade.
Yeah.
That's a DiCaprio diamond right there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's a blood diamond.
It's not small, let's be honest.
that usually comes with like a Somalian hand, like a child hand around that.
Why do you think it didn't?
did you see that ring?
You know, at Tiffany, there's quite a significant premium for that service.
Oh, yeah.
But it is worth it. It is worth it to get the mummified hand of the child who wrenched it from the earth.
Yeah. Did you see the ring?
It's like a certificate of authenticity.
Exactly.
Cardi B recently got a ring from her rapper boyfriend, and they called it the Hope Diamond.
Yeah.
It's fucking massive.
The Hope Diamond is like 30
carats. She didn't get the Hope Diamond.
No, I know that they called it that because they cut
it. That's how big
it
is.
Well, it's like 35 carats or something. Yeah.
The Hope Diamond is like 80.
Yeah, Cardi B
carats, isn't it?
But it, like, she put it on her hand, and the diamond itself is.
That's so stupid. It's so stupid because
crazy.
Because you can't wear it.
Yeah.
Because every time she leaves the house, so I know a little about this from.
I've got 14 kilograms on my finger.
It's, well, diamonds aren't very heavy actually. So you've obviously never bought a decent engagement ring, but
well, it's been married. Three times.
So you've obviously never bought a decent engagement ring.
engagement ring from a pawn shop and bought a gun with it.
Oh no! Oh, did you? And the gun cost more, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. no. Oh God. Well, this is why you've been married three times.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Are you starting to spot the problem with this? don't know what you're talking about. I've had three perfectly successful marriages.
When was a porn star?
What?
You married it?
Yeah.
You married it? Just get her a flat. It's all she wants anyway. Just get her a flat. Fuck her a few times a week. Let her do whatever the hell else she wants and have an actual wife. What is wrong with you?
That's what we say.
Instructions unclear.
Yeah. Not even close. We always say, hey man, just fuck these girls and then move on with your life.
But just because something ends doesn't mean it was unsuccessful, by the way.
Yeah.
Things end, Milo.
Holocaust?
No, this is a weird example.
I'm trying to join the spirit of the show, which I understand has to have one of these jokes per episode.
Yes.
Yes.
We are obligated to have one Holocaust joke and one Anne Frank joke.
That's what I thought. I was just trying to, the room fell a bit flat and silent, and I was just like, well, isn't that what you do here?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do.
Now I feel like the inappropriate one, which is, well, maybe it remains true, but I mean, that is true, but marriage, I think, is one of those things that by definition is supposed to last forever, till death do you part. Therefore, given that the conditions for success for marriage specifically include that it lasts, then it does fail by definition if it ends. Is that not so? We discussed your critical thinking skills in the last episode, and I see they haven't improved.
No. No, I just did a bunch more drugs since then. So it's,
yes.
What are you going to do?
So I've been reading up, and I see that was all wasted time in advance of our next conversation.
Yeah, but marriage is made up. Who the hell made it up?
Well, originally, of course, it's a holy sacrament.
It predates
the church.
A long time.
Well, I've in the West, at least, anyway. But I think many traditions have come up with this, as they have correctly intuited that the most useful and most and the healthiest unit is the nuclear family. This is what all healthy, fast-growing civilizations rely upon. You know, Russia and China right now, for instance, it's the nuclear family. It's mom, dad, and one or more children. Civilizations that start to lose these things quickly fall and get into trouble. Now, they lose these things for a variety of reasons, and marriage is not the only whatever, but it's a really good bellwether of whether a society is healthy and growing and on the right track, or whether it is sinking into decrepitude and degeneracy. And therefore, it's a good guide to whether the civilization is growing and healthy towards its climax, or if it's skidding towards its end, like America at the moment. And
so you think America's ending at the moment?
Well, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's obviously past its best. And I think that the only question is, do you want to stick around to try to retard the decline, or do you want to
No effects predicted this whole thing.
Or do you want to? Yes.
The decline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or do you want to go somewhere that's growing, that has you know, sort of healthy vigor and energy and growth?
So what about
where
you?
Where do you think we're at in 200 years?
Yeah.
As a world.
Well, if you look, historically speaking, great civilizations they decline a little bit, and then when they end very fast. And you think, oh, it couldn't happen to us. But it has happened very recently. And it's happened throughout the ancient world. I mean, when empires collapse, they collapse in a matter of months, right? It's happened to the Romans. It happens to everybody. So when America collapses, it will happen very fast, very, very quickly. The country will split up. You know, you'll get California and those states up there. You'll get the Midwestern Appalachia, you'll get Yankeedom, and you'll get the South. And these will all split into different, because they're fundamentally different countries anyway, these four different areas. They'll all split into different countries. Two of them will fail. Two of them will just about succeed. But America is, when it fails, it will fail very, very fast. And I don't think we're that far away from
Texas
it.
Is safe.
No, it'll by the time what we're talking about happens, Texas will be Mexican.
Yeah.
Or Californian.
No, it'll be Mexican. Because you get a small number of liberals who come in and change the policy, so a large number of Mexicans can come over the border. So Arizona and Texas will be Mexican by the time that what we're talking about happens.
Because right now in
Mexico will just claim it at that point.
Well, and in both right now, they're the majority. So, far off, I guess.
I don't know if that's the case for Texas, but it certainly will be
I think it's 52%. I think they just crossed.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. These states are basically gone, and I don't think the center of this country can hold for very much longer because it's several nations trying desperately to hang together, and I think ultimately.
What's the largest group of people? What's the largest group of people that have been governed by a single governing body? Like what?
Well, the British Empire. The British Empire, which would have had India, yeah, Canada, yeah. Most of Europe, well, not mm-hmm. most of Europe, but some bits of Europe. British Empire, for sure. I mean, this is hence the phrase, which is unique, I think, in even the Roman Empire and even, you know, Genghis Khan, Alexander, the sun never sets in the British Empire, meaning right. You can always be somewhere in the world where the sun is shining and be under the rule of the British monarch, right? So, yeah, British Empire, I think by a considerable margin, and all of those countries are now worse off for not being in the empire.
Right.
This is the great tragedy of World War I and World War II. I mean, you know, fine, lots of dead people, sad, but the real tragedy for the world is the loss of the British Empire because it's the stability and prosperity and order and, you know, Christian freedom and property and all the rest of it. That's how the world got nice, is the British Empire. You know, why the Japanese wear our suits, although it wasn't part of the empire, but they wanted to, you know, work with us. Why everyone speaks our language and everyone wears our clothes. It's the British Empire. It's what makes the world a relatively nice place to live in most civilized areas, is the British Empire. This is the great horror and tragedy of the two European world wars, that it killed the British Empire.
So let me ask you this. If it did collapse, where would you go? Have you thought about that?
Budapest.
Really?
Hungary. Yeah, for sure. Because it's a proper nationalist Christian European country. Beautiful and historic and gorgeous. The voters are sane. The government is sane. I could work there and I could be safe and happy there. Poland, I'm, you know, in an interracial gay relationship. Am I completely sure that I wouldn't get gay bashed on the streets of Poland? Not 100%, but in Hungary, yes. Hungary's like the best country as far as I'm concerned. The only problem is it has no money. So we'd be living in reduced circumstances, but at that point we're talking about existential crises, so yeah. Who cares?
I mean, Poland's kind of the same though, right? They still have a lot of migrant labor that goes over into Germany on a weekly basis to do stuff there because they have just their economic system is not very good.
Yeah, I mean, Poland's not bad. Poland's a great place. Yeah. And they do the anti-LGBT, which I support, and all that kind of stuff. But it's a little bit – Poland's a bit rougher. Mm. Hungary's a bit more civilized. You know, I think people would appreciate in Hungary the fact that, you know, well, he might be a raging this, that, and the other, but he's doing good work and all the rest of it. Whereas in Poland, I think you'd be more likely to get into trouble if you don't
Poland legalized every drug in 1991, and they saw a systematic decrease in all use around all age groups.
Really?
Yes.
When you say every drug, are you talking about coke?
They just decriminalized it. Everything. They don't.
Right, but you'd have to know a lot of other things before.
Yeah.
Because the implication of your statement is that if they did that here, everyone would be happier and drug use would go down. But you have to know a lot of other things to know.
Yeah, it took 20 years for it to
stabilize. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about, did they use the money they were using on enforcement for drug rehab and shit like that, or did they just like bank?
Is that what you're saying?
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I didn't.
No,
I
it's not. What
like
you're
that
saying.
Would make sense.
You could can make that point if you'd like to, but no, it wasn't the point he was making.
No, I mean, that's what...
Would you like to make that point?
You're asking for more information. Are you asking to... why we got to that point, right? Like, you can't just take one thing out and expect things are just going to
well,
be
well, there
okay.
are lots of other Listen, factors about
three sentences,
about a culture.
And now I'm an expert, and this is... I'm just making you guys do the work.
Oh, you're an American.
Well, they're going to give him a doctorate degree.
I'm getting an honorary doctorate.
No, you're not.
Yes, Josh Hopkins.
No, you're not. Yes. Yeah, no, Hopkins. You're not.
Yes, I'm getting my
The University of Hackensack.
No,
right.
Josh Hopkins.
Josh Hopkins.
John Hopkins.
No, nope. Josh, this brother. They're opening up another school.
Oh, I see. So you're having a little laugh, are you?
I'm going to be a doctor.
John's the Hopkins, isn't it?
Can I be your doctor?
Yeah. What?
Can I be your doctor?
Why not?
Why?
He just wants to poke around.
I'm creative.
I've already told him I'm not sure about the poking around, but I'm happy to give him an instructional tour. I'll Skype you about it. I'm just not sure I want to do an in-person demo. You can watch me and John and then practice at home.
Can I eat corn nuts and mayonnaise?
Why are you asking me that?
That's his hobby. That's what he likes to do.
You know, or... Captain Crunchy mayonnaise, that's good too.
Or you can eat mayonnaise with anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no food that is not improved by it.
Exactly. Oh, like no. That is not true.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm.
God, you two dirtbags. I'm gonna switch now. I was going to say Dan and Milo. I'm going to now say Jared and Milo together.
He's the best. He's the best. You see, I was 50-50 about doing this again. And I still am, but if I'd known him, I would have been slightly less about it.
Well, we came up with a good idea earlier for a clam-based lube.
Yeah,
clam.
Yeah. Clam. So clam. Yeah.
I didn't think clams needed lube. That's
no.
Whole,
no, that's no, lube.
It's lube
for
people.
Whole
point
for
of
lube.
Of
so
girls.
We're gonna get 65,000 clams. We're gonna put them in a wood chipper with a fine set of blades, which we gotta
and
call
this would
a wood chipper place and ask them if they.
This
have
would
fine
stink.
Blades. Not yeah. if you refrigerate it.
If you
but as soon as it gets on a person, it would
I mean, it's
going
to smell like
stink.
Clams, Milo. It's fucking clams, dude. I don't know what you
no,
expect.
And when,
why
you
would you want that?
Aphrodisiac.
Friction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a natural aphrodisiac.
It'll exfoliate the whole deal.
Are we talking about vaginas? No. We're talking about actual sea clams.
Well, then, I think this might be one of those conversations that doesn't really translate the next day to someone sober. is that possible?
Maybe.
Jared's always had a strong fascination with clams, and we try to let him go on his clam
rants.
Yeah,
you eat canned clams a lot, right?
Yeah.
Dead serious.
I don't know what this metaphor is. I don't know. No, this is
no metaphor. This is his real life. When we
like
got here,
clams.
He ordered a shrimp penne from downstairs in
but
Newark.
They told me I couldn't get it.
Here,
yes.
You ordered shrimp penne from the Holiday Inn.
Yes. At the Newark
you
airport.
You fucking idiot. The Newark airport, Holiday Inn. And what, yeah, you thought, oh, God, I don't want to get sick again, so what I order? Shrimp penne.
Yes.
Shrimp penne. Fucking hell.
So everywhere we go, he gets seafood, no matter where. Doesn't matter where it is.
See, I feel betrayed now because you previously told me that you liked the microwave cheeseburgers and gas station.
Yeah,
well, they don't have shrimp penne at the fucking Wawa.
If they did, he would get it.
In fact, Wawa's a bit fancy
for
me.
I mean, you see the sandwich ordering machines?
Oh, God, with the touch screens. And it's like, do I want quesadillas?
Yeah.
Quesadillas at a fucking gas station?
Yeah. When
no.
did they switch that, by the way? Because that wasn't always like that.
No, it's ridiculous. So I always ask John to drive past the Wawa and merely find an Exxon so that I can get the food that I want.
They got the tornadoes.
What are the tornadoes?
Yeah,
they're taquitos.
I don't want any food that isn't closely associated with diarrhea.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep it clean.
But
it's
important to stay, you know.
You don't want to get backed up.
To keep everything moving.
Yeah.
It's important. Nature's own flush.
For a man in your profession.
That's what
of course.
Yeah. That's how I keep my weight managed.
There was a guy who made
chili. He needs a bit more gas station food.
Wow. I have now taken off my sweatshirt. I mean, you can see how huge I am on camera. These lies aren't going to cut it on the audio show.
Yeah. It's just you taking off clothes is not improving the situation.
Oh, look
we're
at
not,
you.
Well, we're not comparing you to just anyone. We're not comparing you to me.
No,
I put on 35 pounds recently. I'm in the worst shape of my life.
Right when you walked in,
we're
you
comparing
asked me
you to past you.
Oh, well.
And by past, I mean 2 months ago.
That was end of summer, though.
Right when you walked in, you said he looked like he got stung. You asked me, did he get stung by a bunch of bees?
Oh, like, hey, did you I'm so sorry.
Stung
what?
By a bunch of bees.
For the anaphylactic shock. it's bulking season. No, it's just anaphylaxis.
He got stung.
You've got that sort of... No, because he's red as well. He does look like one gigantic bee sting. Pink, swollen, and tender.
He is tender.
You're like, if you touch him, it'll be white for about 2 seconds before it goes back to pink, you know? Like,
Yeah.
It's good circulation.
It's like after I microwaved my hand, it did that for like a month.
How could you microwave a hand?
He put in a hot pot.
Yeah, you cut a hole in the bottom.
Yeah, cut the hole in the bottom.
No, not in the door. It's got to be in the bottom.
Yeah, bottom. He put it up through. Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
What happened?
His hand was glowing.
It just made my skin real weird for about a month.
Yeah, his hand was glowing in the dark for like 2 weeks.
It wasn't glowing in the dark.
A little bit.
A little bit of radiation.
I got tased in my spine while holding a microwave.
Were you in somebody at the time? Because that's very expensive. You know, you can't get that done. But like in Amsterdam, they'll tase you while you're fucking somebody.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. Is that something you got down on?
Can you please not
tell
him this
shit? No, I was the one doing the tasing.
I would say this, though.
It's an easy summer job if you're at university. Just go to Amsterdam and tase people. You know?
Yeah. But if you were coming and somebody tased you, that would be an intense orgasm.
If they tased
well, I
the
think
girl.
That's the idea. I think they. Truthfully, I can't remember who gets tased, the guy or the girl. But I know that it is supposed to be at the point of orgasm, and it's supposed to do something for someone.
I'd give it that
maybe
a go.
Maybe because of all the shaking or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd give that a go. I think once.
Because the muscles. Yeah.
They freeze. I think it's to the girl.
I think you would come.
Oh, like
nuts
a donkey
out.
Punch.
Like the back of the neck, yeah.
So you
punch.
Just strap her down, tase her at the point, and she's like, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Maybe, because if it was a dude, you'd cum your nuts out. Like your whole, both balls would come out of your dick hole.
Right. I suppose the Rolls Royce service would be they give you the taser so you can just.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have
they
to
bring
move.
It over on a purple pillow.
On a salver. Sir.
It's a well-trained English butler.
Your ARC 5000. Before you go in...
call this the Arcanator.
We do have an upgrade available this evening, but only some of our girls have been prepped to take it. You know... Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, the girls have an implant on their back that is two metal plates for the taser.
Oh, boy.
And if it's not doing it for you, you can chuck a bucket of water over her. For you.
Really get it.
It's my favorite insult anybody ever gave me on the internet. And I was so impressed with it that I sent the guy a signed book and a letter, and he became a fan in later years. Someone just replied in all lowercase, "Go take a bath with a toaster." And it wasn't particularly like brilliant or original at the time, but it was like my first ever hate online. You know, it was like my first one. When I was just starting out as a journalist. Someone just replied, "Go take a bath with a toaster." And I was like,
That's pretty funny.
I used to give all of my trolls like marks out of 10.
That's
you know,
funny.
If you get if you get 9 out of 10, you get a phone call from me. I'll like record a voicemail for you or something. Yes. And, you know, 10 out of 10, I'll send you a sign book or something like that. So encourage people to be creatively hideous.
So I have to get a book.
No, you have to just buy one.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah,
I'm just
now your book crushed though, didn't it?
I'm just kidding. Well, yeah, we sold a lot direct, and we did it. So it sold about 250,000 copies.
That's amazing.
But I made about five times what a normal author would have because we did the book ourselves and because most of those copies didn't go through Amazon. They were just direct, so it's all, you know, very, very high profit margins. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's great.
They made about 5 million.
Really? And what was the deal that with Simon & Schuster took away from you a million, right?
Yes, it is. No, I think it was somewhere between 3 and 4, actually, to be strictly accurate. But the rest was like speaking stuff related to it. But yeah, the book and associated activities made about 5 million.
Did you read the audiobook by yourself?
Of course. Would you want an audiobook of my book read by someone else?
That's what I say. But a lot of people
go with a redneck from like Alabama.
I'm gonna get screeched from Saved.
No,
by the
you
Bell
want like no, no, no. You want Louisiana. You want yeah. you want Cajun, you want yeah. no. You want True Blood. You know. Oh,
Or Ed Orgeron from LSU.
Oh yeah. No.
What is your? Since you're our resident expert, what is your take on the like 6,000 genders?
Well, there are three genders. Some people say two, but there are three. It's male, there's female, and there's retard. and retard is a category for anyone who believes they don't fall into one of the previous two categories.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. I don't know why.
It's just nonsense.
Yeah. I don't get that whole thing either, even if you're a
if you're a trans person, you want to be like the opposite of what you were. Yeah.
Well, the trannies get into trouble sometimes because when they become women, they become very stylized, or at least they attempt to. They aspire to very classically feminine ideals of beauty. Mm. The way you know a real tranny versus one of those social justice trans trenders, you know, the genderqueer people who are really just ugly attention seekers.
Yeah.
If just ugly and fat, you can dye your hair and call yourself trans and people have to be nice to you. But the real trannies want to become beautiful versions of the sex they're transitioned to. Almost without exception. So when you see proper like transsexuals, like old style transsexuals, they want to be gorgeous women. So they get weight taken out here, they want boobs, they want long hair, beautiful hair. Caitlyn Jenner's a good example of this. I mean, he look at that Vanity Fair cover, right? He wants to look like a hot woman, like one of those, you know, vampish silk bloused Hollywood icons. That's the woman he wants to look like. He doesn't want to look like a, you know, like a walking Christmas pudding. He wants to look like a hot MILF, right?
A walking Christmas pudding.
There's it's a like, good chance.
No, as he's explaining this, I'm seeing everything that he's saying. Like,
yeah,
I've got, like a, the I've got a very like, trans trenders. You know.
Trans trenders.
I've got a very vivid imagination.
Wait until I tell you about my new book I'm working on.
Oh God!
Oh God!
Yeah. So that means you've got an old book. What's your first
working on a few, and one of them is the.
So you haven't finished any of them.
No.
Do you finish any of your projects?
No.
None.
Is there anything you've successfully completed? Do you have children?
Yes.
He's got three.
And how many of them are in jail?
None.
They're all.
But they're all young.
14 and younger.
And white.
Yes.
How old?
6 and 4.
I'd be quite worried if they were in jail. And are you still married to them to their mom?
No.
But do you live
together?
Is the
porn star their mom?
No.
Right. I'm just trying to get the lay of the land.
No, there's some more. There's some more questions.
This. So right. He lives in a house with her, the kids, and then 8 other people.
Oh God, you're like one of those freaks that lives on a barge or in a commune. Oh God. Oh no, it's fine. We all share everything here. Grow up. Grow up. Buy a house. Get a car. You have a bicycle. I bet you've got a bicycle.
No, he owns a house. He just bought a
you
nice
own
house,
the house.
Yes.
Why do all these people live with you?
What do you mean all these? No, there's there's one other. The contractor lives there.
The person who built your house. Couldn't you afford to pay him for the house? You're just like, do you know what? Just live upstairs.
That's
it's
exactly
like one of those poor movies. You
he
know,
built
you can't,
his own room.
One of those poor movies where you can't pay the mechanic, so you have to blow him. You've got a whole world ahead of you. I'm sorry. I'm short on the last 20,000. Do you want to just live here? What?
Yeah.
Why would the person working on your house live in your house?
He's my friend.
Clearly not. If he's doing your house, why would you muddy friendships like that? That's
because
insane.
He's good at what he does.
He's good at what he does. Yeah, no. So it's his ex-wife.
So what happens when
kids.
He messes up something in the house?
He
do
just
you
fixes
like?
It. I mean, he's good at it.
Okay, but if he like accidentally set like something in the kitchen, or accidentally hurt one of your kids, like ruin one of your clothes, borrowed something without asking, like housemate type stuff, right? How would you resolve that? Because he works for you and he's your friend. And he lives with you, which is stupid. This is a very complex. This, if I may say, is a recipe for disaster. You're asking for trouble.
It's actually the healthiest living environment you've ever been in.
Shut
I will
up!
Say
no,
that.
It isn't.
Exactly.
It is.
Okay, so you've got. You
have to understand my personality too a little bit more, because I kind of like whatever, you know.
Yes.
Kind of like whatever you know.
No,
is that right. Supposed to help me understand your personality?
Yeah, the
phrase, I kind of like whatever you know. And I'm supposed to know you better after that, am I?
I just, you know.
There's an amazing, line, I think, in a British reality show. There was some girl and she's like, at the end of the day, yeah, when all said and done, right, it's dog eat dog, end of. What does she mean? What is she saying? Tell me what it is about your personality that means that these dysfunctional living arrangements are actually appropriate.
They would just work.
Yeah.
That didn't answer the question.
I mean, I'm just chill.
Okay, so talk to me through.
Here, I can answer some of the questions.
I'm chill, yeah. I'll just go with the
Shut up. The first thing is he wants his kid.
Why are you helping him?
Because he's an idiot and he can't fucking use words right.
Yes, I know, which is why it's funny me asking him questions.
It's way
why
funnier.
Are you disrupting
I'm gonna
flow?
Give you No, I'm going to give you a little
bit more. Be quiet.
I'm going to give you a little bit more information so you can drill down
Who
further.
Are these? All right, fine. Who are the other people he lives with?
Well, the
contractor.
Before he said. So his two kids. He doesn't want to have to drive across town to see his own children. It's too much of a nuisance.
Why wouldn't they be living with you?
Because
they are, because they're divorced.
With a wife.
His ex-wife lives with them.
So
the contractor, Polly, a girl who's in the Air Force.
Wait. The girl you were with? Wait, your ex-wife lives in the house with your current wife?
No, I don't have a current wife.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Your ex-wife. So you're just paying for a woman who you don't... Do you still have sex with her?
No.
Oh, I was starting to like you. So basically, you've got a parasitic ex and a Mexican, both freeloading off you. Both freeloading off you, just so you can not feel like the failure of a father you are. Fucking hell.
You have no idea how accurate that is, and you don't even know Jared yet.
What do you mean? After his eloquent description of himself earlier, how could I not know? Well, you
but
know,
like, I'm
just
chill.
Like, whatever, mate, I'm chill. You know what I mean? Go with the flow.
I'm like flat.
I'm like flat. Oh, like, we still haven't reached eight people. Who else is in the house?
No, nobody. He was exaggerating.
Polly lives there. Who's the girl
who's
from the Air Polly?
Force? Who the fuck is...
He's a friend.
Mariah?
Oh, Mariah. What, yeah, Mariah. Who's Mariah?
She doesn't live there. It's just
Mariah lives with you?
All I want for Christmas is AIDS.
We're going to record that song this week.
I want to get to the
Not
book.
Not without me, you don't.
We'll be in Austin. Hello?
Well, maybe.
Yes. We want to do this book.
What book?
The Heterosexual
you
Man's
Guide to
Homosexual
You can't even raise your children. How
can
you possibly get through writing a book?
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
How active are you in your child's life? In your children's
I see
lives?
Every day. I hang out with them every day.
Yeah, I see them every day. It's not really parenting.
I mean,
I see the lamp next to my bed every day, but I'm not raising it.
Why would you raise a lamp?
Exactly. Well, not the point.
Does that mean you just put a new book under the lamp every day until
Not your best. Not your best.
On the nose.
It was
a little bit.
It was a little on the nose.
A little bit.
Look at you. Didn't know she had it in her.
You're waking her up.
It's late enough in the day. I've got to go in a minute, but I'm welcome to the rest of us. So these two mysterious extra people. So there's just another random drifter. Are you terrified of being alone? Is that what it is? You just
yes.
can't bear the thought of ever being in the house on your own at any point ever.
I don't need to be alone.
But so that's a yes.
It is, yeah.
Oh, and
Jared, there's nothing wrong with that either. You know that, right?
Well, until you suddenly discover you're subsidizing half of fucking the state you live in. Where do you live?
Texas.
So it really is a Mexican upstairs.
It's Cuban.
Like I said. They're not different. Only 56% of Cubans vote Republican. It's all a lie. The whole Republican-Cuban thing is bullshit because they all come over here with kids and the kids all vote Democrat. Don't believe it.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. So I think it's
only
eight.
The parents who actually remember what it was like over there. The kids growing up here, of course, vote Democrat like everybody else who grows up under a welfare state.
Yeah, but with Jared, it is eights. So there's Mariah, there's the contractor,
so,
Polly.
And Mariah, she's in the Air Force?
No, she's just a pilot.
She doesn't live there.
She's
a pilot.
Yeah.
A female pilot.
Yeah.
It's like a circus of horrors.
You were talking about a reality show. Where's mine?
Here's the bearded lady. All these improbable and terrifying things from mythology. Here's Bigfoot. Here's the bearded lady. Here's a female pilot.
Well, the contractor's also a UFC fighter.
All right.
There's layers of complexity.
Bit of wrestling going on late at night.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Got a mud pit, have you?
Butter up.
Butter.
Oh. Yeah.
A little clam juice, a little butter.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, get the party stone. You ever dated a fighter?
Oh, a bit of mud in the man clam.
Yeah, would you find it hot to watch somebody that like beat somebody else up in front of you?
Of course.
Yeah, that's a turn-on.
Of course. Anthony Joshua.
Oh, yeah. Heavyweight champion of the world right now.
Exquisite.
Yeah.
Exquisite. Mm-hmm.
Very well spoken. Mm-hmm. Good looking dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care what comes out of his mouth, only what goes into it. But but male perfection.
He's British, too.
He is British. Yes. Yeah. Yes, against all odds.
Is he gay?
Probably. He's too pretty.
That's
to
what
be
I said.
Yeah, he's too pretty to be heterosexual.
Yeah.
Because people who are into like fighting sports never that good looking. He's definitely one of those alpha gays.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Has anybody ever gotten
an
a fight?
I am an alpha gay. Yes.
Yeah?
Of course. Well, this is so. If you look in history.
Has anybody gotten clingy?
Have they? I'm like flypaper for freaks.
No,
once they're on, they don't let go.
He told us a story last time. You banged this dude back in the day, and you went to his place, and he had a poster of you on the wall or some shit, right?
Yeah, well, not just the once. Yeah, I told you about one time it happened.
That's upsetting.
I mean, is it upsetting or is it like
you have posters? I kind of want a poster.
You can have a poster, but you've got the real thing.
You have posters.
You've got the real thing. You can see me anytime.
Yes, you can. And again, look, it saddens me that you won't be Jared's first because he is going to take a man in 2020.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, I'm not going to be his anything, but I am happy to guide him through this journey.
Well, he said before coming on the show, he goes, look, Milo would be the guy to do it.
Like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not weird.
Yes,
It's not going to make it weird between us because you're right. I would because I'm like a man's man, but I'll take it, you know? So, and I can tell you if you're doing it right. And in the morning, not only will it not be awkward, I'll just be drinking beer and shooting the shit and teasing you like the previous day because unlike a woman, having sex with you won't affect my feelings for you. I won't think any more or less or really anything of you afterwards, just as I hope that you wouldn't me. So no, I would.
I think you just convinced him to go gay. Yeah. I saw this glimmer in his eyes. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. did you see him like sit forward slightly? Yeah. You know, he's like, wait, that's what it is.
Yep.
No, it's just like wrestling, and you both get to come at the end, and there's no feelings.
Yeah.
What could be more wonderful?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. It's great.
Because Jared's dream is just to hang out with dudes, get his dick sucked, and then play video games and write music. You know he's a singer, right?
If only we'd met a year earlier. I still would have said no, but I would have been more tempted.
Yeah, 2020 is the year of Jared. We're looking forward to it.
It's not gay.
These two idiots are going to be on a school board, and I'm going to.
It's not gay. It's
dudes.
Just a bit of dick play with your bros.
Yeah.
just a little bit of with your bros, you know.
I like how you switched to like a New Jersey American for that. You know, just with your bros. You know, with your bros.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, I like to tease him. Because he's the one with the raw, smoldering, furious sexual energy in the room. And I don't really want to talk to him at all. I just want to get staked out, you know. Anything that he says is just a waste of good grunting time as far as I'm concerned. that's why I like to tease him so much. And I don't do fatties. But you, I think, in the room are the only one. Well, aside from obviously, you know, you're the only one in the room who I could definitely see with a successful bisexual future.
Yes, there we go. This is what we've said all along. Thank you.
After the first time, it's so much easier.
Is it really?
It's like murder.
Yeah. Is that true?
Did you start with girls?
It is like murder, actually.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, yeah.
Did you start with girls?
No. Well, no, I first started killing men. And then,
girls came later.
It is. No, when you that first time when you just see the light leaving somebody's eyes, it stays with you. But two, three, five, and ten, it's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not as much of a man as I am, so he's had to do it through a scope, whereas I've done it with my bare hands. in the killing fields. just outside Raqqa.
Oh, God.
You poor idiots have to get deployed and eat rations. I go there for a vacation. Just strangle the fuckers, you know. I can see it. I can see it.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You bisexual.
Bisexual. You've talked enough about it now where it's like it's going to happen eventually.
But here's the real question, and here's something that he probably shouldn't be involved in. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to just switch seats with me so we can talk about this for you. Because we're here for you. We care about your future.
Yeah.
What we have to decide is, on his behalf, because we're going to have to put this together.
Yep.
Top or bottom?
Ah, so we have discussed this.
I think he would be versatile, to be honest.
I do too.
He's a pretty...
Isn't that sort of a cop-out answer?
Flat.
You're basically
he's flat.
if he's flat, that would imply that he's going to be the one getting
maybe, yeah.
Smashed.
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. The only problem is I don't think he would let it happen. I think the first time...
He'd tense up like he was being tased.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think he's got to be on top for the first time and then be open up after it.
Like, so the normal procedure is be opened up afterwards.
Yeah.
You make it sound so clinical.
Well, it is and it isn't. You know? You got to pry those cheeks open.
About overweight people, they always talk about things in terms of food or medicine. Have you noticed that?
Oh,
everything
my
sounds
God.
Clinical. Yeah, well, so after that, we'll open him up. It's like, open him up. And the reason is they're always either eating or undergoing some kind of gastric bypass or something.
My God.
Their whole life is either in Walmart or the emergency room. So
That sounds way more like that piece of shit,
yeah.
To be honest.
Walmart, the emergency room?
I've never been in the emergency room.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've had stuck up you?
Nothing.
Well, that's about to change. Okay, so we think, first of all, someone sucks him off.
Yes. Then, that's exactly what I said this morning.
Then he bangs, then he is banged, and after he's banged, he never goes back.
Do we have a whiteboard in here?
Can yeah, exactly.
What the fuck are we doing right
we're
now?
We're whiteboarding your fucking future right now, Jared.
This is
that's
exactly
what's happening.
What once, we said this morning.
Once you go crack, you never go back.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I said, we're going to ask Milo about this tonight. And I go, here's exactly what I think the order should go. And it is 100% exactly what he said.
He would be, if you'll forgive the gay expression, a hungry bottom. He'd be one of those.
I want to hear more about this.
Yeah. He'd be one of those. He'd be a power bottom. He'd be one of those people writhing and moving, and he'd like being on top because he'd like the feeling of being on top, mm-hmm. except it'd be in his ass. You know, like that.
Break a bet last week, right?
Yeah. So he'd still like to feel like he's in control of the event, even though he's the one getting penetrated. So he would be, he'd be a hungry or a power bottom.
Hungry bottom.
Hungry bottom is way better than power bottom.
It's so much more demeaning. All right.
And especially you, a hungry bottom. Like,
a hungry bottom.
Well,
great.
I mean, then I could finish the book. The Heterosexual Male's Guide to Homosexual
Karma Sutra. Oh, sorry, you were about to tell us about your book. We haven't got time this week, but...
Yeah.
No,
Homo YOLO.
No, come on, tell us about your book.
No, I wanted to write a Karma Sutra book for homosexuals, but from a hetero.
But we don't need the help. You do.
It's true.
Damn it.
Yeah, I told you.
What could you possibly have to teach somebody?
I mean, I created a move called the Big Dipper. It involves 7 people. I'll draw it out for you later.
Well, can we just... No, we've got 4.
Yeah.
Take 7.
Of what? Denominations.
What 7 of what denominations?
Denominations.
3 Episcopalians.
Yeah, exactly.
A Jew.
And a Southern Baptist.
And a Gemini. Isn't that your favorite thing about women? I'm sorry I'm late. I'm such a Gemini. Oh my God, Sidney, you fucked my dad. It's not my fault. I'm Taurus.
That is absolutely right because I'm on Hinge and like a girl opened the conversation.
What is that?
It's a dating app, but.
You really are lonely. Why didn't you run a dating app? Because you could easily pick up hot girls in real life. Why you?
I don't go anywhere. I don't go out in public.
Well, you're too busy cooking for the 7 people who live with you.
Yes, he does. Ceviche.
Yeah,
it's a big dish. Everybody's got a dish.
Ceviche's not cooking.
No, he's giving himself.
Ceviche is just chopping a few things up and hoping for the best.
He's given himself food poisoning at least 4 times that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's just in the 5 years we've been best friends, 6 years, I've seen you with food poisoning 7 or 8 times at least.
Yeah, because
you've got a weak constitution, huh?
No, it's strong. I just experiment.
You've got a jippy tummy. That's what you've got.
A jippy tummy?
You've got a jippy
tummy. I'm ordering fish off the dark web, Milo.
No.
That might have more to do with it.
He got fucking hammered one night and went to some shitty grocery store and bought fish that expired that
day. Swordfish in Salt Lake City.
And tried to make... And yeah. Yeah.
That should be a, there should be an interracial dating app, the dark web. It would be a much better... much better So the first guy that you're with, I think it stands to reason that it would probably be a Caucasian. Second guy who you fucks probably white or maybe Hispanic. The guy that does you first would have to then again be white, but inevitably after you get a taste for it, you're going to want to step up, and that's when I can be useful to you.
Oh shit!
We'll exchange numbers after this. It's unexpectedly enjoyable afternoon, we'll get it done.
The conversations that you and I are going to have moving forward from here is going to be hilarious. Mm. You're like, I definitely see.
He thinks we're going to be friends.
No, he's gonna. You're gonna end up being a prostitute in the stable.
I'm not moving in.
It's fine.
I'm not moving in.
Hey, but know that option. If America goes to shit, you'll have a place because Jared doesn't care.
He's got a
there.
Compound, so
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
like it's, an actual compound.
Yeah, yeah, like 7 acres. It used to be a rehab facility.
Well, it still is.
Yeah. it's a multi-use facility.
It's rehab
facility.
For him. Yeah. It's rehab for him. He's the only patient there and doesn't realize it.
Oh, fuck. Milo, you're one of our favorite people in the world.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for stopping by and doing the show. This is obviously the point where we get to the drinking bro of the week, which is someone who's inspired you or helped you to where you were.
Is it me?
Yes, it is, actually. Yeah. But we actually let the guests give it away. So,
Give it to yourself.
Last time you gave it to somebody else, but since your entire family's in.
I think I'll give it to myself.
I like that.
If only you could do the same. It would solve all the problems we've been talking about. I'll be this week's drinking bro of the week for the great selfless mission I'm about to be engaged on with you.
Yeah.
Busting your cherry open. finding somebody to plunge in and drop that sweet nut.
Oh boy. He took
Merry Christmas.
He took it up to 100 feet, and then he took it up 50 feet more and just dropped your ass out the fucking window right
well,
there.
Well, that's quite an advanced stage. We might wait for sort of month 3 or 4 before we try that maneuver with him, but normally they do it off a springboard.
He's good
land.
With heights, though, so you'll be good with that.
Is he not bad with heights?
Do you find
your effluvium more or less disgusting than someone else's?
No, it's just, it's all
equal. Well, it wasn't really a yes or no answer.
It's all equal.
It's all equally gross.
Yes.
Fine, so they have to come in you then.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, what happens? I know this is going to sound like a shitty question.
You shit it out.
You do?
Yeah.
Boom. I knew it.
What else would happen? You think it absorbs into your butthole?
I didn't know if you wipe it out. Like, it comes out like a woman. Yeah.
I said that like it was obvious, but I never realized that it's the same for women. They have to, like...
Yeah, pops out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sort of dribbles out.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most disgusting thing in the world?
Yeah. Yeah. So with
it's somehow worse than the ass. Somehow. It's worse than the ass.
Yeah, because if you could just shit it out, it stays in you, and then you
but
shit it
really
out, and you're good.
It's not really in your... It's just back there. You don't have to really think about it too much, you know?
That's true.
But... Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. The more I learn about anatomy and... Well, the more I learn about everything, the more... Absolutely delighted I am that I was born a man, even this. But you know, but no, oh my goodness. Okay, so my drinking bro of the week is me.
I love it
for my selfless mission of mercy. I'll find you someone.
Yeah, he'll find you someone.
I'll find you someone who needs a place to stay.
He's definitely got spare room. So
I think you're disappointed. It's not going to be Milo.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Well, fuck you. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah, exactly. I think you want a smaller person.
That's a given.
Excuse me?
I think he wants a smaller person. Height-wise to
like,
go with.
Would you like to rephrase that, Missy Elliott?
Oh, boy. Again, video show completely jacked. I don't even need to say anything. I think he wants
a smaller, anyway. Yet you feel the need to not only defend yourself verbally, but also remove your sweater, suggesting that not only was I right that you've been taking a turn for the worse recently, but also you've noticed and feel some kind of way about it.
Not at all. This started off as a joke a while ago that I did not fucking subscribe to, and then boom.
Sorry, here we are. Do that. I'm really bad gay. I don't know how to do that. How do they do that? It's like... Is that it?
The gay snapping. Yeah, that does it.
You're kind of
it. Does it. It's a Z.
White.
Not
really, right? Also.
What?
Being white probably has something.
Hey, no,
yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta make a Z. You gotta make a Z out of it.
What's the Z for, though? I mean,
there it is.
No, where do you... No, because there's only three clicks. Many. Is it those three or is it those three?
Yeah, is it backwards? Like, is it like here loser, we are, but it's a backwards L?
No idea, but my guess is Jared starts with a 5'4 guy.
Oh, stop.
It's a little guy.
What if it's a 5'4 guy with a hog on
him? Let me see you from behind, because that's gonna determine whether I can get you...
Later.
You know, whether I can get... No, just now when you're close. Whether I can get you an 8 or a 4. Just let me see.
Yeah, just do a quick twirl. Just, there it is.
A 4, okay. It's okay, you know, because black guys like a little extra back there, so you're okay.
Oh, God.
We'll have to wax you.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of waxing going on. At our, by the way, we did a live show in Army Navy. There was a guy who did a live waxing next to us, and that looked really fucking painful. They used duct tape.
Oh, that's not.
Did you notice him looking
that?
Especially intently at that?
Yeah. That's something that's a road you're going to go down pretty soon. I have a feeling. All of this is going to happen. It's 2020.
I'll have to introduce you to all the cultural ramifications of your new sexual life. You know, you'll have to learn the words to "I Will Survive."
That'd be a huge improvement from Wonderwall, Jared. Yes.
It's Raining Men.
I know that.
Yeah, you know that one? good.
All the George Michael catalog, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Careless Whisper.
Oh, yeah.
That's the gayest song ever written, and nobody knew it until like a couple years later.
Wow, some of us knew.
Some people.
some of us knew.
As a kid, I didn't. I was just like, man, he's badass with a beard.
The least surprising news in the world, George Michael gets caught like trying to nosh off a policeman in a public toilet. Come on.
Yeah. We didn't know over here.
Can you believe it? Like,
you just thought he was British.
No. Yes.
Yeah. Is he gay? I just thought he was English.
Yeah, that's it. That's serious. We were all shocked. It was like, oh, not George Michael. And then all of a sudden,
That fine masculine icon that we all thought. Well, Americans are so dumb about this kind of stuff. I mean, half of you thought that... half of you thought Freddie Mercury was just a bit flamboyant.
Yeah, that's true. And Elton John.
Now it's like, we are the champions. How can that guy be gay? You know, we will rock you. That can't be a fag.
Yeah. Really, really swung and missed on that one. He was very clearly gay.
No. Yeah, he's gay. And then, who was the other one? Elton John. A lot of people thought Elton John was straight.
Elton John. Liberace.
Yes.
Yeah, Liberace.
George Michael, Freddie Mercury, and now you.
Yeah, Jared Taylor.
Another in a long line of...
Oh, isn't it, your name's Taylor?
Yeah.
Jared Taylor. You share a name with somebody very unfortunate.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
No, Jared Taylor.
I don't know what Jared Taylor...
Jared Taylor from...
The White Supremacist?
Yeah, American Renaissance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Imagine, I didn't know.
I stumbled upon that looking your name up on Google one time. I'm like, oh.
The only thing that's more embarrassing than sharing a name with him is that he's much more famous than you.
Like, if you die...
People are always going to think you're him, not because you share a name with him, but because he's much more successful than you.
If you die in a plane crash, you're like, wait, the White Supremacist?
Yeah, I live with this guy, Jared.
Yeah, that's distasteful.
There's nothing like ending the show in a white supremacist joke.
We can't be friends now because
he's married to a black man, for Christ's sake.
I can't have you in my phone. Jared Taylor just said, if he says, shall I do you or are you going to do me, what do I reply? So Jared Taylor's just asked me. Jared Taylor, which hole does it go in? Jared Taylor, should I use water or silicon-based lube? Ah!
2020, it's going down.
Jared Taylor, am I safe to fart yet?
Oh, God.
He's using the clam base loop.
Yeah, we're using the clam base loop. We're going there.
Yeah, we're definitely going there. Milo, thank you for being here, man.
Thank you.
You're one of our faves.
Thank you. It has been unexpectedly delightful. Mainly because I've been talking most of the time.
For Jared Taylor, Milo, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. Good night, everyone.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.